Really nice.
See, those things make me think positive. Not really that my way.
What?
Get up in the morning and get ready.
Oh.
40 minutes. Should we go check if they're in the court?
Mm-hmm.
Should we go check if they're in the court?
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, go check. Oh, Kim. There's Jeff. See if he's going in. What?
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
I got all your emails, and
okay.
I brought them
okay.
with me. You know, the thing is they're supposed to give an accounting.
That's all that's in common.
I thought the date I calculated was the 19th.
Right.
I calculated like years ago they helped me. Well, I know, but I mean by the court order.
Sure,
yeah. I think it was the 19th.
Yeah.
So, that should have been yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. I had the 18th.
So I sent their attorney an email asking.
Okay.
You know, where is it? And once you get that, then you can file an objection to it. And at the same time, raise all of these issues and say, the fact that I'm paying my fees doesn't mean that you can't apportion them later.
Well, I just want to say to them, you know, I don't object to your fees.
But, and you're welcome to say that to them today.
And I'm
going to tell them
say, hey, Tess, you walked out of here saying you're making reprimands. He's the guy who caused all these charges on this thing to happen.
I mean, he charged a lot.
A lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, the Stansbury thing, that's not his
name. Well, that's even more joke.
That's not his name.
Oh, not his
dream? Matt Sessions' point.
He filed a fraudulent claim. That he claimed he was the trustee of the lost trust, and he claimed he was the trustee of the trust.
Stansbury's gotten involved in Illinois because he wants that money to come into the estate
so that he can
then be available to his client.
Right, but you're talking about loss.
I'm talking about the actual Stansbury
loss. That part I'm confused though, too. I don't think Alan Rose should be talking.
Alan can talk to me.
But representing who? Ted.
No, I'm representing the estate.
And he's representing
Ted.
Individually
and in all of the other capacities he's been sued in that case, which is like Ted.
Right.
But
those are Ted bills.
What
Ted
is spending
talking
on
to
that
you.
Litigation, he is paying for himself.
Including talking to you, they should be paying for.
Well, you're not really talking to me all that much.
Yeah.
But I mean, somebody, you know, they're co-defendant. I mean, co-defendant is counsel Paul. I'm trying not to do anything in the Stansbury case, so I'm not
conflicted with them these days.
Well, that's
a problem.
That's
got to be dealt with because he's got a total effort. I mean, he didn't even have counsel representing the estate initially. I mean, the first months were totally left, you know, we could have got a default judgment.
They're being sued for the same thing. The question is, at some point, or Ted and the estate going to point the finger at each other and say, well, hold on, he's the one who really did.
Right.
But that point has not come yet in the Stansbury litigation.
Except we know that Stansbury is pointing the finger at FedEx.
Actually, I don't know because I haven't delved into the case enough because I don't want to run up.
You know,
trying to get in to all that litigation up to speed now would be.
You should be able to run up the bill to China. Here's my point. You shouldn't be down to doing forensic accounting for the estate, doing all these things to you know, marshal the estate to the proper situation, constrained by a bill that isn't the estate's. I mean, this bill is Don Kesher.
I'm a curator, so I mean, I'm not supposed to be. You know, I answer all of the court. I'm right. supposed to be making sure everything's remain, you know, is safeguarded
right.
until we get a new PR. So you, curator can't go on forever. There's supposed to be a new PR at some point. And the judge in this case really get out saying, "I'm so
I got a federal case. I showed up in the federal case to represent that you're on your way."
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Good
morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Alan.
How are you?
Good.
You nice holiday?
Not much. How much time do you think for the PR here? They would only give us 2 hours. We're trying to get like half a day. I don't know if there's a difference.
That's up to you guys.
Anyone have a... I don't want to get too little time. What's the most you'll get when you give half a day? You won't give a day.
Are you? Is anybody opposed to me? Elliot's position is not really. You all don't really necessarily have a dog in this fight. His position is he's not objecting to the fee, but almost all of the fees are attributable to him. Right. Are attributable to what Tesham's going to get or didn't do. And I was explaining to Elliot that, the time for that is, they actually owe an accounting. I thought it was yesterday. But the time for that is once they get the accounting, and then once they get an accounting, you object to it, and amongst the objections are, by the way, the curator is having to expend this amount of fees, and they should be apportioned. They should be charged against Tesham's plan as well.
We can talk about that after. I mean,
but he didn't understand that. And so this morning, I'm going to let the judge know that that's Elliot's position, but that he doesn't have an objection to the actual number of hours and the amount of fee. So if that's the case, pick early. But we should definitely ask him about
a hearing for that. Yeah,
the PR, because he'll let us know. And then on us,
I think we're good.
We're good on that one?
Yeah, I'm not going to.
We can just
agree to a higher rate. But I just wasn't sure, because I wasn't at that.
He did. I don't think there was order on it. He definitely did.
Peter told me that, too, so.
Okay, so you want to give it a run? I'm going to go on in with him on this one.
Yeah.
But I think in light of the court order, I thought it was prudent for us to appear and at least advise the court about what's happened, because I'm not sure how effective the mediation is going to be without the in-person attendance, which was my concern from the beginning.
Well, but if he has health issues, if you do by video, that's...
You think that it'll be just as effective?
Yeah, and then because they can always caucus, put you on recess, go down, come back. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm not sure you can come December. One of the issues that are remaining.
All I'm still waiting to find that out.
Okay.
There's a second petition that we have a motion to dismiss set for next month, but I'm waiting for a list of issues to be mediated. But I didn't want to violate the court order because it was important, and that's why we're here.
All right, you can mediate that way.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Give me an order if you want to do a referendum if you feel like it. If not, don't bother. You have a reporter, so I say don't need
to.
Okay.
Special Master has submitted his bill and his fees, and I have not heard any objection to it, and I've been asked. Problem is that the account it's supposed to be paid out of is the one I don't have the checkbook for. So $7 always requires an order.
Okay.
And this is the order that everybody has seen.
Everyone's agreed to the reasonableness of the fees?
Yes, Judge.
And the form of the order.
Okay. What's the status of the reports from him?
He has rendered a supplemental report.
Right, we have a report on a supplemental report. There's been exceptions. Each side, well, the main side of our exceptions.
Okay.
And we're trying to see what is it in the way we narrow a lot of centering.
Okay. All right.
I think that how I'm assuming it could be done if we don't see
Exception hearings. Yeah, you don't. Oh, yeah, that's special setup.
Yeah, sure. That was the last.
Who's next?
By the parties is that there isn't an objection to the number of hours or the amount. The amount does conform to Your Honor's guidelines as far as the hourly rate. But I did want to mention that I got an email from Elliot Bernstein, and his main concern is that he believes that some of these fees are attributable to the fact that Mr. Tesher and Mr. Spallina, who are prior co-personal representatives, have not done certain things properly. That's what Elliot's belief is, and that they should be apportioned or charged to them in some way, shape, or form. And I did explain to Elliot that this is not the time to do that. And in fact, Mr. Tesher and Spallina, I believe, have an accounting that's due as one of the conditions for their resignation, that it should be coming any day now. So that was the only kind of proviso that came up with regard to this particular petition. But I did want to make sure that I mentioned that because Elliot asked me to do that.
Well, so, the proposed order says to pay the curator fees from the assets of the estate, correct?
That's correct.
And Elliot, you say no to that, don't pay them from there?
Well, I have John Tester's resignation letter here. He's going to make amends for the damages. He left the courtroom saying he was going to make amends. And then, for example, he just said, Don Tesher, he's got to write a letter, or he wrote one, and Bill, the estate, to write Don Tesher a letter to get a accounting that you've already ordered, and he violated the order. It was due on the 18th, And again, you know, it's so long we haven't done accounting, it's almost, you know, abusive. But he's now got to bill hours, and then he's got to go run down to Tesher's office to pick things up for $900. You know, Don Tesher and these guys have damaged us once. They've admitted they've, you know, altered documents. And they came in here and told Your Honor that they were here to make amends and right. Well, now they're billing the estate $8,000.
They're not billing the estate. The curator is billing the estate.
Okay, but they're billing up the curator's time in the estate for their work that should be transferred at their cost.
The curator's doing work that maybe he's had to do as a spillover from what took place from what Tesher and Spolina did. But it's still his time, or he doesn't do anything at all and nothing gets done.
Well, can we put surcharge in here against the people who are responsible for all of the, I mean, most of this stuff is due to his, their stuff.
You don't have a provision where it's kind of like, you know, like a deli, you just pull a number and you say, can I have the surcharge? It doesn't work that way. File things. Okay, so everything is subject to file, you know. I mean, if you want to take a position that as to this curator fee, which is going to get paid from the estate, this should be reimbursed or surcharged to...
Okay.
You have to file that.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, that you're allowed to do that, but you know, I can't do it without them. If they're not here, I can't do it.
And hopefully the estate will do it.
Well, the estate may do it.
Okay.
Well.
Okay, then I'm good. Thank you, sir.
Everyone, bring you to the order for the please.
Yeah.
Assistant advised that in order to get like a half a day hearing, we had to get Your Honor permission.
You have it.
Okay. We'll call today. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Have a nice day.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
The estate should tell